A mixed and quiet day to start the week on Monday. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen with this market update. Tyler Shaw with AgMarket.net joins us for Monday's market wrap-up. And Tyler, looking at the grains and oil seeds, kind of a mixed bag. Just chop it around unchanged on Monday. Kind of narrow ranges here. Feels like you told this to me off-air, kind of the calm before the storm of Tuesday's USDA reports.
Yeah, not a lot going. Seen corn move a couple, a penny or two higher. Seen it move a penny or two lower, just kind of hanging around about a penny and a half below the close on Friday. Same with beans. Got a little bit of positivity in the wheat market, but nothing to get too excited about on either side of the ledger today.
Well, and thinking about this and looking ahead to the USDA reports on Tuesday, they're known for their surprises, grain stocks, small grains, either way. Any indication, any inkling you're getting when you look at the trade on what way this could maybe go, Tyler?
You know, the estimates that came out last week from some of the estimating services are that we see stocks slightly higher than where the WASDE report had them in September. The September WASDE, I think it was 1.305 billion bushels. Current analyst estimate at about 1.34 billion bushels. So a few million more bushels than what we had in the September WASDE report. I won't lie. It does feel, we've had a lot of conversations in the house. It feels like maybe that number is going to be a little bit higher. Maybe there's some higher stocks out there. And our feeling for that is just the way spreads and bases have acted really all summer. You know, we've really seen a lot of bear spreading. We've seen those spreads wide. The SEP D spread got really, really wide. You're seeing the DEES march out at 17, 18 cents. So seeing a lot of bear spreading in the market. Basis really around the country has just, has not been good. Now, there's some parts in the East where they've, obviously dealt with some dryness issues last year where they started to run a little bit short of corn before the new crop came. Saw basis pick up there. But boy, if you're in the West, basis has been a real struggle for the last 12 plus months now.
Yeah, very, very true. And you look at the demand picture. I will say corn demand continues to remain pretty good. We saw more flash sales on Monday morning. So, I guess from what I've heard from a lot of folks, if I'm going to make any sort of bullish case, it seems like corn's got more potential than soybeans or wheat.
Right now, that's definitely the take on it. You're correct. Weekly export inspections came in at the top end of the range, 1.527 million metric ton versus I think the high end of the range is 1.6. We've been popping away and when we've been shipping a lot of corn. We've been selling it. We've been shipping it. That I don't think is going to change. And the good thing there is that's keeping prices supported well through here. I know the producer would like to see higher prices, but at these price levels, we're going to keep shipping it out the door and that will keep kind of it feels like it will help keep a little bit of a floor under there, unless we see some type of surprise come out of left field tomorrow. And instead of a 1.3 billion bushel, stocks number, we get a 1.6, 1.7, which has happened. It's been quite a few years where we've seen that type of a miss on the stocks report. But, the stocks reports are notoriously difficult to handicap because, you're taking a guess at how many bushels are out there. But just feels like we've talked about in-house, it just feels like there was more corn at the end of the marketing year than what we were predicting. Same with beans. Beans had a tight carryout coming into this new crop, and yet it still just felt heavy. But I think that has more to do with the lack of export business than anything else.
Outside markets, you got crude down over $2 a barrel the front months here today. Gold hitting all-time highs. End of the month, end of the quarter. Plenty of movement, I would say, to watch in the outside markets this week. Anything you're keeping a close eye on, Tyler?
Well, we were watching crude. $65 has been kind of a ceiling on that for quite a while. We'll get above 65 bucks, and it doesn't last very long, and we tend to sell off. Crude's been in a couple markets that have been very unusual for lack of volatility would be crude and soybeans. Crude's kind of been in that for the most part, a $60 to $65 range for the majority of the year. And soybeans, you know, it just baffles me when you look at November beans. And we've really traded between, you know, for the most parts in 2025, between 970 and 1070, a dollar range on soybeans for the entire calendar year, starting on January 1. Just when you compare that back over the last 5 years, seems almost impossible or improbable that we would have seen that lack of volatility or price movement over the year. But it just kind of shows to me that there's really not a supply issue. We've got plenty of supply of all of the beans, got plenty of supply of corn. You know, we kind of got the crude oil situation squared away. So it's not a supply concern. Demand has been good for everything. It's just there really hasn't been any type of shock to the system to cause prices to move higher.
Let's wrap up with the livestock trade, kind of intermarket spreading in hogs, it looked like, on Monday. Cattle, some pressure in futures there. I know end of the month, end of the quarter could play a role here a bit as well. What's the big thing you're going to track at the protein complex this week, Tyler?
It's kind of what we've been watching for the last 6 to 7 months. The cash market continues to support the futures market. We're kind of seeing that again. The interesting thing on like the feeder calf side, you know, the feeder calf index has got to match up with the futures at the end of the month. We just saw September, you know, September futures just a week before expiration had trailed all the way down to the 350 level, a week and a half before we saw it go off the board. And it popped up 12, 13 bucks to hit 365, which is actually where the index closed on Thursday of last week. You got the October board down at 356 now, kind of under some pressure over the last few days. Had a decent little day Friday, but kind of coming under some pressure again today. So the question is, are we going to see that same thing happen that we've seen happen multiple times where the futures market comes up to meet the cash because the cash market just stays strong? And we kind of are looking to see that same thing play out in the fat cattle side. We've seen a little bit of weakening in the fat cattle cash market, but it's still much higher than where the board is. So it'd be interesting to see if that trend continues where the lack of animals and the flood for the buyer to come and get their hands on physical cattle continues to support the futures market as we move forward.
Tyler, good thoughts. If folks want to reach out, have a conversation, take a look at your guys' intel and much more, what's the best way?
Best way is to always look us up online, agmarket.net, or call the phone number 844-424-6758.
Always appreciate it. Tyler Shaw with agmarket.net. Thanks for joining us today on the Market Wrap-Up.
You bet. Take care, Jesse.
And that's the Monday Market Wrap-Up here on the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.